Republican Senate candidate Leah Vukmir is expected to appear with President Donald Trump tonight at a campaign rally in central Wisconsin. Vukmir is battling incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin in this fall's election. It's been a contentious race, including on creating the climate for business and innovation. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Tammy Baldwin has made a point of reaching out to Wisconsin's business community during her 5.5 years in the Senate. She's advocated for defense contractors, farmers, beer makers, and others. The senator has also introduced a bill that she says would reform tax credits for which smaller companies are eligible when they innovate.
My measure is simplification of the application when you're filing your taxes, make it easier for smaller businesses to claim it, but also a broadening of the definition, and then, of course, making the tax deduction more generous.
Baldwin has also promoted the idea of helping clean water technology firms bring their products to market. That's a popular concept at the Global Water Center, a collaboration of universities, the private sector, and water utilities in Milwaukee. This piece of equipment called a gas sorption analyzer is used in several experiments at the Water Technology Hub. UW-Milwaukee scientist and facility manager Marcia Silva says a key mission is to find faster ways to head off drinking water problems.
If we had ways of detecting these pollutants at early stage, we could potentially prevent this crisis from happening.
A bill signed yesterday by President Trump includes language from Baldwin that authorizes $10 million a year for a water technology grant program. Water Center President and CEO Dean Amhouse says more money should overcome reluctance by some water utilities to using new technology.
They're risk adverse. We're fortunate here in Milwaukee is that we have utility managers who are willing to try those new innovations, but there's always a cost with that. So one of the things that we've talked with Senator Baldwin is how do you accelerate that innovation is be able to help reduce those costs so that we can do the pilots, or not necessarily we, but our businesses can do those pilots with the utilities in a partnership.
Amhouse says he wants to make it clear the Water Center is not endorsing Baldwin's reelection. Twice in the last month, WUWM reached out to the campaign of State Senator Leah Vukmir as to her ideas for business innovation and companies she'd like us to highlight. The campaign did not get back to us, so we listened to Vukmir's debates with Baldwin for clues as to the philosophy of the Wauwatosa Republican.
The Vote, Wisconsin's Future. The U.S. Senate race.
On October 8th, during a debate co-sponsored by WUWM, Vukmir promoted the federal tax cut legislation that passed last year.
This has spurred the economy, along with the regulatory reforms that the president and we here have done in Wisconsin.
Senator Baldwin voted against the federal tax cut package, saying the great majority of the savings have gone to large companies, and the loss of revenue for the Treasury now threatens Social Security and Medicare. And while the incumbent is promoting the science of water technology, challenger Vukmir told a Wisconsin Broadcasters Association debate on October 13th that she believes climate change is occurring, but is skeptical of some of the ways to reduce warming.
That's the problem with so many of these green ideas. They're not based in science, and they're based on a whim, and there's no certainty that it's actually going to make a difference.
With President Trump's backing and that of some state and national business groups, Vukmir is expected to make a hard push in the final 2 weeks of the campaign, while Baldwin, supported by many labor unions, some venture capitalists, and shipbuilders, hopes to win a second 6-year term in the U.S. Senate. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.